Ivan Pegdalid Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation of the traveling of the Chacham. Before we had a Mishnah with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lozor. The boat took off. They were out of the Tchum, which they had started Shabbos. They were Hilchus Kul because of the Mechitzas of the boat. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva held that no, their Gedorim of a Yotzer Chutz L'Tchum is much more Chomer, and therefore they stayed Lezozum Yarba Amis. Here we have a continuation. Pamachas lo nichnasu lenomo ad shechashecha. Here we're talking about when they docked. Pashtus was on the same journey to Rome to petition the rulers, but was on a different leg of the journey. So the boat landed wherever they were docking, and the boat docked after Shabbos started. Pamachas lo nichnasu lenomo ad shechashecha. After Shabbos started. Omru loy l'Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel. You understand that the Tanoim turned to Rabbi Gamliel. Here's something interesting worth pointing out. Rabbi Gamliel Pashtus, al pi different Gemaras, was younger. But he was the Nasi. So they turned to him first. That's why he's called not Rebbe. He's called the Rabbon. Omru loy l'Rabbi Gamliel. Ma'anu leirid. What's the halacha? They turned to the Nasi first. Nu, Rebbe paskin for us. Oma lehen mutarim atem. Shekvar hoyisi mistakel. I was looking, what that means exactly, and I was able to see that we were within 2,000 amois from the dock. So we're already considered within the confines of that. Our tchum is hukvak vid the dock. We could get off, and therefore we could go into the city, because once you're by the dock, you're already b'toy chayir, you could go kolayir kula, you're not. Now, how did Rabbi Gamliel see? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Gamliel had a shvayferes shulkono chalul. He had a hollow tube, what we would call a telescope. And he was able to see and he was able to measure with that the distance. You're within 2,000 amos. Now, let's add a little bit parshonis to this Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel l'shitasoi is that they weren't stuck in their dalet amos, even if they would have been now out of the tchum, more than 2,000 amos. The reason why they asked Rabbi Gamliel is because they didn't want to be stuck on the boat. They wanted to be able to go into town. The heter of Rabbi Gamliel in the previous Mishnah was only to be able to go through the whole boat. That was fine. The question is, could we go into town? On that he said, mutar natim. There's a fascinating discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara has a shmuz that it could be there's no tchumen lamalo me'asor. The same way, Rishus HaRabim, the mokoim of Rishus HaRabim is lamata me'asor tvachim. The tchumen is hukva in a mokoim kifi vi aseres atvachim from the ground and up. Above aseres atvachim is already beyond space, so to speak, and Mel doesn't have tchumen. If a person theoretically would be able to fly through the air, this could be a het if a person's on a plane, the plane was delayed, and the plane is going, yitzir mitchum, ne, lamala me'asor. And the Gemara has a big discussion about it, and one of the issues is that over here a boat, lamaisa, is above Asora from the ground below the ocean. The Gemara Lamaisa says that we're talking about over here, since they were about to harbor, about to dock, we're talking about they were literally in the shallows in a rekak, which is mamish mayim above the ground, and therefore it was lamata me'asora. But otherwise, it could very well be there would be no issue of tchumen in the first place. One of the rayas that the Gemara brings, that Elam will enjoy hearing, is from the fact that we say, ein elio bo, on Shabbos. And the Shabbos, why not? The Gemara's assumption is the reason why Elio can't come to be Mevasa, the Geula, is because he can't come Michutz L'Tchum. What do you mean? L'mal me'asara. Elio is the Malach, he's coming from the heavens. And that's what the Gemara gives, because the Pasuk in Elio bo, yeah, my God, I know a different reason, but not also that. Fascinating tzushto. But that's the din of the Mishnah, and this could factor in Halach L'maisa, when we're talking about having a chol she'ein boi sakona travel to a hospital driven by a goy where it's amir la'akum, yitzia michutz l'tchum, could be that it's not a problem beyond the subject of discussion, but suffice it to say that it could very well be that if a person is sitting in a car, he's not going michutz l'tchum, he's taken by the goy out of the tchum. There could be a little bit more of a problem if it's a longer distance, if it's Yud Beis Mil,
Lefi the Shit is the whole that Yud Bein Mil of Deraisa. One of the factors to be discussed is that when traveling over a body of water, if it's Lamala Me'asar, there could very well be not Tchumen. Interesting discussion whether a bridge that goes over the water, on the bridge is considered Asar Tvachim because the bridge is the land space, that's where the car travels. Or no, Lamais, it's over the water. It's Lamala Me'asar Tvachim over the water. But this is a big discussion that the place can go back and forth on. Mishneh Gimel, this is another subject. Also about Chumen and who is Meshubet to the Dalar Amos. Mishi Yotza Birshus. We're talking about somebody who left Alpayim Amo and he left it Birshus, the Gemara understands, for a Dvar Mitzvah. This is more Barachova in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, in the second Perek Mishnah Hay, where it says somebody went for Eidus HaChodesh. So, well, let's say somebody went for Atzolos Nefoshes. Some other, the Rav says over here, Eidus HaChodesh, L'Atzol Min HaNochrim, Oy Min HaNor. He goes, V'omru Loi Kvar Nasa Maisa, we don't need you. You're not going to be the hero. The whatever had to be done was done already. An ambulance comes, they tell him, we don't need you. Yesh loy alpayim amol l'chol ruch. There would be a mockum to say that he should be stuck in his dalar amos. What are you going to say? You're going to say he's an oinis, he didn't have a choice, mitzvah, fakir, he was supposed to go. Okay, we already learned, Mishai Tziyu, that even somebody who goes out of his tchum of alpayim amol be'oinis is mechuyev to stay in his dalar amos. Ayetzish mukaymoy. But over here, they were misakins takona, it's mavur in the Mishnah Shana, that in order to not discourage him from going, because he's going to be stuck afterwards, so mele, we weren't geyser, that he's stuck to his dalams. Sounds clearly like it's a dinder rabbonon. Now, from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and even over here, Yesh le'alpayim amos, it sounds like he certainly can't go back to where he came from. Let's say he had to travel 10,000 amos, a really long walk, in order to do whatever mitzvah was thought that he was necessary for. He went, he was there, either he accomplished or they told him not, but he went, l'shem mitzvah. Okay, is he allowed to go back home? Sounds like not. He's allowed to go alpayim. He's not stuck in dalar amos. He's allowed to go a full alpayim. Listen to the sefer of the Mishnah. Im ho yo b'teicha tchum. If he's within the tchum, ki'ilu lo yotza, shekol ha-yotzim la-hatzel choyzulim koymon. Hoye b'teicha tchum means that he's within the tchum, the Gemara explains, that his alpayim, where he is now, in his present location, where he went for the mitzvah, is within 2,000 amos of his original place. He has 2,000 amos from where he is now. At the end of that 2,000 amos, he's already within range of his original place, of his bayis. So he's allowed to go back home. The 2,000 amos is his mokum. Once he slips back, he's kilu lo yotzo. He didn't lose his old place because he wasn't oiker himself. He wasn't oiker himself from his original place. He went l'shei mitzvah. He didn't go b'mezid al tzaveru. So Melev, he slips back with his 2,000 amos that he has now into his old 2,000 amos. He goes back home. He's back to his original mokum shvisa. Abavoshteta, in the last few words, shekol ha-yoytzim l'hatzel, whoever goes out for a mitzvah, chayzim l'mukayim, sounds like he can go home to whenever. So the way the Gemara explains it is that in certain circumstances, we allow him to go back home, even though be'etzim should be awesome. We're not talking here about going thousands and thousands of amos. We're talking here about he goes out with weapons. He's allowed to go back with his weapons. This would be similar to the idea of if he goes with muktzah, so he's allowed to go back. He's not going to lose. There's even a tzad, famous tshuva from Ramosha, where he's matir the Hatzolah members to drive back, because in order to encourage the Hatzolah members to go on a call, you don't want to have them stuck miles away from their house. So in the middle, there's a heter to go back with a form of chil shabbos that they came with. Leman Hatzol, they're allowed to go back. This is Ramosha's tzushtal kiyadua that Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote and held very vehemently, not like Ramosha. Big discussion. But that's Ramosha's heter that they use in America of that Hatzolah members driving back home. In many places, they have a goy that comes out and drives the ambulance back in order not to have to rely on that kula. But this is the makor of it, is from this shekol ha-yotzim l'hatzel chayzlum l'kayim. But as far as Tchumen is concerned, the pashtus of the Mishnah is that Avadi is not allowed to go back wherever he is. He's allowed to go back 2,000 amas, and based on the fact that we're mekel, that's why, that's the rationale of allowing him the 2,000 and then slipping back into his original 2,000, because we're mekel. We're mekel kechol atzorich on a yoytzel ha'atzel.